So it's the end of day two of Learning Technologies 2016. I am with Shannon Tipton, who has the greatest job title ever. She's the Chief Learning Rebel of...
Learning Rebels.
Excellent. Now, Shannon, I was very lucky because you came to the bar camp last night and you talked about what you'd been talking about in the conference, which was how learning development needs to be a bit more of a business and think about how it markets itself. So I'm interested quickly in how, in kind of how people are receiving what you're saying and the kind of questions they've been asking you.
Okay.
Just to get a sense of, you know, where is L&D when it comes to marketing itself?
Okay. Well, where I think L&D is, honestly, I don't think L&D has thought a lot about it. So it's not that they were for it or against it. They just hadn't occurred to them. You know, they thought, marketing, we should be doing that? Yes, you should be doing that. Because if you're going to add value to your business, you have to market yourself. And L&D should be treated as a business and not as a department. And I think that that's the biggest paradigm shift that L&D sees with this particular topic. So the questions that I get out of this is, well, how do I start? And what do I do if I work for an organization that doesn't want me to do this? You know, and those are common questions. And for me, it's just power through. You know, you have to do this. And so what's your legacy for your organization? And you build on that. But how you start is really thinking about, first, who are you to the organization? What's your value? And that's a team conversation where you think about, what's our brand? What are people saying about us as an L&D department? Do they like us? Not like us? Or are we non-existent? And then you work from there, because as a team, you work to take your message forward, and you do that through, you know, blogging or newsletters or even good flyers or posters or something that builds awareness of your awesome content that you have. And it has to start with awesome content. You can't market crappy content, right? Yeah. So you have to be able to move that forward. And I think that that's really the beginnings of a lot of my conversations that I have with people.
Okay, so it sounds really interesting to look at learning through a marketing frame, which is what you're describing, I think. So the kickback might be, well, but I'm a learning professional. I understand learning. Mm-hmm. I don't understand marketing. And let's face it, there are a myriad marketing techniques now to produce engaging content, engage people. So what do you say to that? Where do you begin if you see yourself traditionally in the learning camp, but actually have to shift into thinking more about marketing?
And that's a good question, and I do get that a lot. They say, well, I'm L&D, I'm not marketing. Well, actually, you are marketing. Every time you put out a course, you're marketing yourself, whether or not you realize it. The question is, what are you saying about yourself when you put it out there? So now it's just backing into it. So how do you announce that course? Do you announce it via an email, or do you announce it on a poster? How do you announce it? And then how can you build from that and do whatever technique that you're using, how do you do that better? And when you think about it from a purely marketing perspective, there are three ways to do that. There is internal marketing, which means that you are going and you are infiltrating every single meeting that you can think of. You're talking to people in the hallways. You're building a community. It's word of mouth. Okay? So that's internal marketing. Or direct marketing. And that's where we're talking about flyers, posters, newsletters, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And then there's internet marketing. And that's where you do your videos, YouTube, Google Hangouts, blogs, anything that's online. So there are three distinct channels. So choose one. Choose the one that fits best within your organization and that you can do right now. And my piece of advice is, whatever content mechanism that you start with, marketing mechanism that you start with, be sure that your content is short, it's fun, it's unique, and it speaks to your department personality. And then that's a great way to just start the conversation. That's all you need to do.
That's fantastic. What great tips to really consider yourself far more a marketer. And I love the idea that actually all your content is marketing what you do. And I think that's a position probably that a lot of people aren't taking. And also, you've got a great job title. So, Shannon, thank you for talking to me.
Oh, you're very welcome anytime, Martin. Thank you for having me.
Brilliant.